Politicians have been eager to court the Latino vote, but Hispanic political power lags behind the explosive growth in the Hispanic community. That's according to a new report by the National Council of La Raza, the nation's largest Hispanic advocacy group. It says that even though the U.S. Hispanic population has reached a record 35 million people, Hispanics still vote in smaller numbers than other groups. Hispanic activists are working to increase Latino political clout. NPR's Philip Davis has more.
This week, a parade of smiling politicians has come before delegates at the La Raza Convention here in Miami Beach. On Monday, it was the turn of House Democratic leader Richard Gephardt of Missouri, who tried out a bit of Spanish.
Probably with a St. Louis accent. Dime con quien andas, y te diré quien eres. Tell me who you hang out with, and I'll tell you who you are.
Yesterday, the Bush administration sent Housing and Urban Development Secretary Mel Martinez.
President Bush brings his warm greetings, and I'm delighted to be here representing the president and his vision for America to bring opportunities to all members of our society, very, very particularly the Hispanic Americans in this community and this nation of ours.
And while the warm wishes were accepted politely, delegates were buzzing about some recent tough actions out of Washington. Last Friday, the administration announced a pilot program in Florida to empower local sheriffs and police to arrest illegal immigrants in the war against terrorism. This week, Attorney General John Ashcroft said that foreign residents who don't report address changes within 10 days of moving could face deportation. La Raza Vice President Cecilia Munoz says such actions make Latinos wonder about the pro-Hispanic rhetoric from the Bush administration.
It's getting harder and harder to take him at his word when his Justice Department is persecuting people for doing what amounts to a tiny infraction of the law. They have unleashed local law enforcement and given them the authority to enforce immigration laws, something which terrifies the community and which creates all kinds of problems with racial profiling. This completely flies in the face of all of the warm words we've heard from our president.
Right now, according to a new report from La Raza, there's still relatively little political cost for such actions. That's because only 45% of Latino voting age citizens voted in the 2000 election, compared with 57% for blacks and 62% for whites. And advocacy groups like La Raza are struggling to present a unified front for a diverse community with vastly different agendas. Cuban Americans, with their anti-Castro concerns, have a much different outlook from, say, rural Mexican American farm workers in Texas. Sergio Ben Dixon, a Hispanic demographer based in Miami, says La Raza needs to reach out more to the fastest growing group of Hispanics, recent immigrants.
If it can accept the challenge of representing not only U.S.-born Hispanics, but also representing the immigrant waves that have come over the next 15 years, I think it will become as important to the Hispanic community as the NAACP became to the black community.
Just as important is harnessing the growth in the Hispanic vote. La Raza's new research indicates that even if current registration rates remain the same, Hispanic voters will increase from 5.7 million voters to at least 7.9 million voters by the next presidential election, enough to swing the election in many close states. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.